For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things that you want to do. Isn't there a correlation though, right? Isn't there a correlation? Find that Galatians 5:17, the correlation between the flesh are against the spirit and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. We have that third person narrative. You hear me reference it. I'm on the outside looking in. You're on the inside looking out. But who are you? Where'd you come from? And where are you going? Excellent. Good relevance. We are reminded daily the enactment of love, the forgiveness of Christ, that the Spirit moving within us is what truly possesses the ability to be carrying out the love, the graciousness, and the acceptance that we've embraced. I find it to be compelling. I like life. I like love. I'm really into it. I like to grow within it. I study it. I practice it. I discover it. I advance a topic that I'm interested in. I find God in Christ within it. There's no restrictions or limitations. I am truly moved. I think it's so very, very relevant. I could be wrong. And the spirits of prophets are subject to prophets. 1 Corinthians 4:32. The spirits of prophets are subject to prophets. So my spirit is the Holy Spirit. And who does it belong to? I think it's mine, but it's substance. It's the Holy Trinity. Yes, of course, it goes back to the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Right? Yes, of course. So it belongs to them. And it lies within me. My body is the temple, the focal point, the synagogue. Yes, the head, peace, of course. Yes, of course. So it goes right back to him in the sense of deliverance. In no way, shape, or form am I outside of the skin that God gave me. And doesn't that sound awkwardly weird? Think about what I'm saying. The skin, the shelter, the armor that Christ gave you, the protection, the cover, why you are protected. I'm not on the outside of it looking in. It looks real cozy over there. Well, you look like you don't have anything to worry about. Think about what I'm saying. The reference is no more than being possessive in every way, shape, or form. And what form of possessiveness? Possessiveness includes a sense of mortality. Mortality in what way, shape, or form? It's about life or death. I can't fall asleep to the gospel. Neither can I praise the evil and the wickedness. The spirit becomes alive when I am united. I have the correlation being one within. So the heart, soul, mind, thought, word, and deed, taking it to that level, going to a different altitude, if you would. Of course, location, longitude, latitude, get it dialed right on in. Of course. That's us. That's our hearts, souls, and minds. That's our inner cares. Those are our concerns. Not worries, but our cares. It's what we love. It's what we pray on. It's what we confess. It's how we lead our life. So when we lead our life, we don't lead it with restrictions. We don't lead it with variations. We lead it with love, with grace, with patience, with acceptance. And it's the spirit inside of us that keeps us alive. Very, very often will the spirit inside of you deny wants and needs. Do you know why? Because the Spirit is consecutively searching for Him, the Father, the Son. Do you know why? Because so it can be at peace. How do you find the Father and Son? Is it only good? Well, I must have praise. I must be forgiven, redeemed. Mm-hmm. Happiness, joy, yes, etc. Gospel, praise. It's the exact opposite. It's all the above. Even when you seek wrong, even when you find darkness, even when it's not so light out, in those very rare of times, Hail Mary, my darkest of hour. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. He is still with you, or she is still with you. The possessiveness of substance. The spirit is the enactment within you seeking. Some would say, what about the conscience? Emotional attachment to moral and ethical principle. I can't follow that. It's something that creature created. All I know is if I follow the spirit in thought, word, and deed, and it guides me and it leads me, even if it's wrong, and it doesn't come at the cost and expense of anybody else, then I don't have anything to worry about. Isn't that amazing? But life truly goes on and truly advances, doesn't it? Excellent. So we are occupied by the Spirit, and the Spirit occupies us. But we follow its calling. We've been delivered the instructions. We are converted. We no longer let Scripture put us in shackles and chains, but rather we embrace it. We are invited. And the cup here, take a drink. And the body, the blood, yes, of course, the blood, here, take a drink. And the body, here, have some bread. Feed, fixing of the heart, soul, and mind, the nourishment. You feed the soul, you feed the spirit. They go together. And it's like a well-oiled machine. If at one point you have one part that's off, my spirit's off today. I don't quite have it. I'm not sure where God is, the creator, the giver and taker of life at this moment, but I need you now. Come into my heart, soul, and mind. I could use a little bit of Christ. I mean, the Lord, forgiveness, come into my heart, soul, and mind. Save me, redeem me. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. It becomes relevant. I don't have anything to worry about. So don't let the spirit be contained in shackles and chains. Rather, learn how to embrace the spirit and find God in Christ within that enactment, and you'll be very, very happy. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Galatians 5:22 might continue. Oh, it stopped right there. Very good. So, but the fruit of the Spirit, how do I exercise within my spirit? How do I find it? Because I referenced the calling. And think about this. Even if the Spirit were to lead you astray per se, and you got into some darkened path, I'm out here in an oasis, I can't find a drop of water and I'm thirsty. I seek clothing, I seek food and shelter. I was once blind, but now I see, eyes wide open. When now? Excellent. The fruit, the joy, the harvest of the Spirit, exploring and discovering within it, accompanying it, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. So I am capable of experiencing every one of these because the Spirit gives them to me. So love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. We all need those aspects in our life. Without them, we're miserable. We have agony and sorrow, pain. There's no joy. And if there isn't peace, there's anger. Patience, unsteady. It's a tough one, isn't it? So enactment within the Spirit. Even if you shall be led astray, you stumble, you fall, crawling on the ground. And some of us, we outright lay right on the floor. Think about what I'm saying. It's still within the Spirit because Christ is still shining down on you. We need to be thorough enough to be capable of lacing our own boots, walking out the door. And don't forget about who's standing at the door when you get home at night. Did you find Christ? I mean, I have it automated. I walk up in the door any time that I've walked out. I've went to the fitness center. I've left the house for the day. I'm walking into the office. I'm walking into the church. I'm walking into the house. Immediately, I'm hearing it as I'm walking in the door. Did you find Christ? Sometimes we just need that little reminder. Did you find Christ? Because if you didn't find Christ, you might have lost him. And I know some of us, we can get real busy. The hustle and bustle, the daily grind. When our heels meet the floor, our hands touch the ceiling, might be going way up or way down, I'm not quite sure. But the reminder of needing his forgiveness and embracing the substance daily really gives us a thoroughness of being embraced and being adequate in every way, shape, and form. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And that's the point. The moment you separate the two, it's water and oil. It just doesn't mix. There's no longer a correlation. I'm on the outside looking in. No, I'm on the inside looking out. The moment you are incapable of walking, desires are love. It's a way of miracles being handed to you from the Holy Spirit, from God, from Christ. So when you have desires, they're of God, they're of Christ. The only way it becomes to where it's not of God and Christ is when you shut the door to God, when you shut the door to Christ. No, I'm not involving you in my life here. No, I'm not bringing you on this journey with me. No, I don't want eternity. I'm not investing in this. I'm going to take a rain check. How about Sunday? I meet you for an hour. Any desire that your flesh, heart, soul, and mind should bring towards you, take God with you. Take Christ with you on that journey. Keep the substance, the Holy Spirit, as your enactment. Seek the good counsel of your Savior. The Advocate, if you would. He's already won every battle. You don't have anything to worry about. The moment you start believing different, you talk about it, you think about it, the laboring of the deeds, the acts of the hands, actions speak way louder than words, then you've lost everything. Remember, God gives you an abundance of everything so that you can have sustainment. But if you shall choose to give it to somebody else, then you'll have absolutely nothing but sorrow, agony, and pain, the exact opposite of what we referenced in Galatians. And who made that decision? Where'd you come from? I made that decision, and the Holy Spirit is still enacting within you, even if it's went on for a long time, if it's persisting, if it's festering up. Why? Because you're still saved, you're still forgiven, you're still redeemed. You don't have anything to worry about. There's no good deed or bad deed that goes unnoticed, and I bank on it. And in what shape and form? Have you seen the interest rates of eternity? You can't beat it. It's outright gold, flawless if you would. Gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now think about this. I'm leading a life that is lawless. Are you sure? I am positive. Absolutely positive. Gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians 5:23. When you have self-control, degrees of discipline within competence of means of every strain, variable, belief, practice of life, you don't need law condemning you. If you have aspects in your life that are written down on paper, that are being handed to you, that have emotional attachment to them, and they condemn you, they take breath away from you, or prevent you from living in life, you don't have to experience them. Some of us are very, very honed right on in. We're tried, we're trued, we're weathered. I'm very welled. Lord, forgive me. The honest confession of truth. So when you hear me say gentleness, self-control, who's in control of self here? Self. But I also put it right back within His hands. I rely daily on Christ, on God, and the Holy Spirit to be the enactment that moves within me. I don't need to lose out on life. But the moment I condemn, the moment I agree, the moment that I search sustainment in the inequity that you're providing, remember denial, rebuke, turn the other cheek, repent, walk away. Oh my goodness, some of the greatest forms of love we have are being capable of saying no and walking away because it's not important to Him and it's not important to me. And if you shall persist, the consequences of eternity is not something that you nor I can afford to lose out on. Not to mention there are consequences here on earth, Lord forgive me. Very, very relevant. He is still the only teacher, Christ Himself. Very, very good. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit. This is still the same one, but it's a different one. I can finish it. And the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But is that true? Is that true? That was Galatians 5:17. Is that true? It is not true. Why? Because we give it life when it becomes maternal, when we grow on it, and when it starts manifesting within us. So don't shine light on the subject. Rather, rebuke, repent, confess, walk away, turn the other cheek. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. What does that mean? So even when we're failing what I mentioned earlier, we've fallen, twist, turn, setback, failures. I mean, it outright ain't working out. And our weaknesses is when we forget about Him, when we make it about us, when we make it about somebody else, when we confine to the moral obligation of emotional attachment of what creature's wants and needs are. Excuse me? Is my Creator doing something wrong? How come you've got such a bad mood? I didn't want to have to deal with you. It's a different mindset and mentality, for we do not know what to pray. Of course not. Some of us are still blind. Give thanks. I should pray, confess, yes, of course, my inequity. Wash me and cleanse me of my sins and my inequities, yes, of course. Very good. But immediately love shall be provided. Provided from God, provided from Christ, and provided from the Holy Spirit. Being the enactment, I walk within that light. I breathe, I pray, I am alive. I don't practice being dead. I'm not allowed to condemn anybody else because I don't want to be condemned. Life for life, breath for breath, heart for heart. It's really hard. If you possess it and believe in it, it's right for you. But nobody can define what's right for you. Even God Himself does not tell you this is right or wrong for you. The Holy Spirit still needs to be the enactment that is capable of giving you deliverance from God and from Christ. And I don't possess it. But I'll tell you, my fellow brothers and sisters, I have no more than love for you. And he works through us with the Holy Spirit so that we can be the miracles on earth, so that we can shine light upon one another, so that we can lend a helping hand, so that we can be capable of giving when they're in need. He uses us as his disciples, as his apostles, as the Holy Spirit, as his angels, so that we can work miracles in one another's lives. So don't deny his presence nor his blessing. And that's in thought, word, and deed, heart, soul, mind, intellectually, spiritually, even intimately. When you walk into the bedroom, did you bring Christ with you? Excellent. Very, very good. In which we went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison. 1 Peter 3:19. Why do you proclaim it to the spirits in prison? Because most of us, we put ourselves in shackles and chains only to find out we're the one who holds the key. I don't need to worry about what somebody else finds to be relevant. If you want to condemn, you will be condemned. If you choose to be free, you will be free. Well, you're nearing the end of your life. You're praying the Hail Mary. The sky opens up, the dark clouds shade away, and here comes this path of light, and it hits you and shines down on top of you. And this voice like trumpets from heaven sounds down, and it hears it, and it says, I guess you got what you wanted. How many of us truly get what we wanted when we think about it? Eliminate the variables. Put it back within his hands. Give thanks and praise. You don't have anything to worry about. Walk away. Repent. Forgive. I think it's very, very relevant. But if you are led by the Spirit, remember, you're competent, capable, disciplined, degrees, means you are not under the law. Galatians 5:18. Oh boy, that word dates back a long time. What's the date on the paper you're reading today? I think different. They used to say majority rules and things like this, but this was written in. This was written into life way before you even started walking around with a diaper. Do you want me to get you a pacifier in a bottle? My goodness. So think about what I'm saying on this one. But if you are led by the Spirit, I am a child of God, the Most High. I don't seek to punish, to condemn, nor to hurt my fellow brothers and sisters. I live in a lawless world. You are not under the law. Galatians 5:18. Think about what I'm saying. You can't take it any further. He's already died for forgiveness of my sins. I don't have a point to prove. Somebody said, well, you better be careful. Is it righteous? In what way? In what way? Do I seek vengeance? Vengeance belongs to God. You read it right in the Bible. It's not mine. It's an emotion. It's an expression. It's some way, shape, and form that other individuals have found it to be relevant. If the scripture enables you to condemn others, you're not forgiven, are you? And you've chosen not to be forgiven. If the scripture puts you in shackles and chains and you find yourself laying on the floor, I'm not good enough. How could I ever be forgiven or redeemed? I guess you don't believe in Christ. You don't believe in forgiveness. So when it becomes literal of, I guess you got what you wanted, it's not yours. It's not yours. It's his. And when you give it to him, and when you put it back into his hands, when you are thankfully redeemed, blessed, saved in every way, shape, and form, then you don't have anything to worry about. Why? But if you are led by the Spirit, God help me, come into my heart, soul, and mind. You are not under the law. That's it. I'm released. I have a pardon. Who gave it to you? God in Christ. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I live in a world where I don't condemn. And why so many I's? Because the body, the temple, the synagogue, heart, soul, mind, thought, word, and deed, being united in one. And think about my spousal relationships. When I make commitment to them, excuse me, we are united in one within Christ, within God. And nobody should be the mediator. Nobody should be the intervener, the one that's trying to get into that relationship, stating it's right or it's wrong. For the Holy Spirit will continue to lead and guide me. And I pray that the Holy Spirit can find you and continue to guide and lead you. Very good. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. Keep in step with the Spirit. So if we live by the Spirit, continue to let our thoughts, our emotions, our wants, our needs, that is the Spirit being alive, guide us. There is no right or wrong decision. You don't have anything to worry about. I reference this in a very, very, very fulfilling type of way. I see somebody, and vision is an aspect that is offered to me from a blessing from my Savior, my Creator. I see them. I seek them. I want them. I need them. And that's a way of the Holy Spirit enacting within it. I shall pursue it. Seek and ye shall find. Ask and you shall receive. I'm looking to pursue it. Yes, of course, I'm interested. That's one of the ways that God can start working miracles within our lives. And it becomes relevant because the Holy Spirit of enactment is relevant when two individuals are joined together and commitment is valued and the witnesses are God and Christ. You don't need anybody else telling you yay or nay, yes or no, righteous or evil, accepted or denied, approved. It's what's important to you because it's about Him. It's not yours. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. And we reference where the Spirit is and how it is the enactment. So that was Romans 8:5. It fulfills me. It gives me fulfillment in every way, shape, and form. It doesn't mean that you have to live without, be condemned. The Spirit will continue to guide you. So when you see something, when you feel it, when you hear it, make it about Him. Include the Trinity, the substance, in you, with you, every way, shape, and form. Continue to advance. Don't worry about anything. Don't resent the blessing. Know that He's won every war for you. You can walk away smiling every day. Somebody hit me up this morning. They came from a completely different location. They looked at me and they said, I don't want to be mad. I don't want to be mean, but I'm going to make you deal with the smiles. I said, the smiles? I thought, my goodness, I am one of the smiles. God shines down on me with smile, with love, with laughter and joy. The Holy Spirit, yes, Christ Himself. I am saved. I am redeemed. You wanted me to acknowledge the confession of your inequity. That creature is still more important than the Creator, the Giver and Taker Himself. How can I help you? Where did you come from? Where are you going? Where did you come from? Where are you going? And what are you looking for? Very, very good. You shall not be condemned in any way, shape, or form. He smiles down on me with love, with laughter, with forgiveness. I am saved. I am redeemed. Oh my goodness. Let's see if we can wrap this up. It's getting real good here, these last three verses. I'm going to hit it all at once. Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Here's the part, and this is my interpretation, and Lord be with me. Every one of these you can either say no to, or you can find God and Christ's forgiveness within them. So these are only become relevant when you bring them to life, when you start practicing them, when you talk about them, when you live that way. Otherwise, you can live your life freed from shackles and chains and restrictions when God and Christ are the approval, when you include them in every enactment. So I avoid a lot of these, but every one of these there's a sense of love in. And I know it's hard to believe, but every one of these, you'll find love within them, and you'll also find forgiveness within them. But some of us, they become so powerful, we turn them into God. And that's how it starts. The works of the flesh are evident. You are equipped, you are capable and able to embrace every one of these that I just mentioned. But the moment you manifest it, the moment you don't forgive it, the moment the Holy Spirit is no longer the enactment providing you forgiveness from Christ, your Savior, your advocate, the one who seeks good counsel within you, then it's what you shall seek and what you shall find. for I guess you got what you wanted, didn't you? Let me wrap this up in prayer. Thank you for listening. God, forgive me. Our graciously Heavenly Father and Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, let us be reminded of the power of the Spirit, the pulse, the heartbeat, the way we hear, we see, we speak. For some of us are deep intertwined into the life that we possess, the vein that we've captured, and into the score and measure, the weight that is the life that we've received. Let us know that it is our value within the priceless notion of prosperity that we are receiving by Christ. I'm not condemned, I'm not redeemed, and I am walking away forgiven. I'm turning the other cheek, I'm rebuking. The Spirit guides me and keeps me safe, for I follow Him and follow within the life. So those that live underneath the Spirit are no longer subject to law, because they are forgiven, they are redeemed. How do I know? Who are you? Because I can tell by the way that you walk. I can tell by the way that you talk. And I can tell by the way that you lead your life. Wash me and cleanse me of my sins and iniquities and keep me safe. Give me the strength, the guidance, the knowledge, the love, the passion, and devotion to continue to embrace the iniquities that you've given me. Remind me that I am equipped with everything that I need to be successful, to have fulfillment, and to find His saving grace in every way, shape, and form, with love, with patience, with grace. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in Christ our Savior's name we pray. Amen. Don't forget to follow Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Look for the Buzzsprout feed. Thank you for listening. Take a second today to listen to your inner calling. Turn the conscience off if you would. There is no right or wrong decision. And follow the Spirit. And remember the What Would Jesus Do bracelets? Find Christ and find God and the Holy Spirit in every enactment, thought, decision, crossroads, turn. And I promise you, you'll find eternity. God bless you. Have a very, very good day. I just activated a new feature on Buzzsprout called Fan Mail. Feel free to ask questions if you have any questions or concerns. It's right on Buzzsprout. Check it out. I haven't received any yet, but I'm looking forward to the interaction. Have a very, very blessed day. God bless you.